But in this one, we're getting into the epistemological argument. That's how we can know things. That's the study of knowledge, how it comes about. And so starting kind of in the middle of chapter five here, he goes on by saying, epistemological arguments traditionally start with the phenomenon of human rationality and ask, well, how can that be? How is it possible that the human mind correlates so well with the structures of the world that people can make sense of the world? It's all random chaos. You know, the little thing blew up into a lot of big things, and somehow we're able to interact with that outside perspective, even though we know barely anything about our insides and, you know, whether or not we have a mind or the ability to correlate our senses to what is truth. Maybe what our senses are telling us are only what's good for survival. So how do we know that relationship exists between kind of the outside world and the internal world of ourselves?
Yeah, in fact, we even define truth based on that idea. The correspondence theory through says that a belief is true if it corresponds to the world. And so, you know, we, in order to determine even what truth is, we have to know this kind of what the world is like and how our beliefs could or possibly correspond to the world.
Right.
And so it's just an amazing thing. If this is all by chance, what a huge, you know, amazing chance it is that we're able to, you know, our minds correlate so well with the structure of how the world is, correlate so well that we can have mathematical, you know, specific types of theories that are based on math and that sort of thing that can get to the very details and of things and how they work in the world. It's just an amazing thing, right? And,
right.
And especially if it's by chance, right?
Which right.
Obviously, you know, that seems way against the pale.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so that's why in Mitch Stokes' book, How to Be an Atheist, he talks about how the formulation of the multiverse theory helps with that chance theory because, oh, we just happen to exist in the universe where that chance comes down to less than 1/∞, which is infinity, and makes it more palpable because you have infinity worlds to deal with, and we're just one of those infinities, even though actual infinity can't exist, but still. But you don't even have to be crazy creationists like us. You can be, intelligent design theorists, and so you have an intelligent being who creates entities who are able to rationally interact with the world and have a correlation with that truth. So it seems like the God perspective here brings in an element of understanding of how we can even know, outside of our fingertips, let alone inside.
Yeah.
Frame goes on to say that there must be a rational structure in the world that mirrors or is mirrored by the rational structure in the human mind, right? If the world developed by pure chance, it would be highly unlikely that the human experience would mirror the reality of the world in the way that usually assumes it does. Again, you know, why do we give psychotropic drugs to people who experience the world in a different way? We say, you know, that they're mentally ill or unstable, that they're not having the same touch with reality that we do. We call it psychosis and all those things. You know, but why is that the case? How do we know that the person claiming to be Napoleon isn't really Napoleon? You know, it's just because a group of people in lab coats have deemed it so, and we view them as dangerous and radical. But what if that's not the case? And what if they're experiencing the world in a touch point that's different than our touch point, and they've just evolved in a certain way that happens? And the drugs are only there to model the behavior of what we think is acceptable. So, where does our grounding for the theory of how we know things, where does that exist, and how does that relate to us, to the outside world?
Right, and so Frame here says that the theory of evolution, you know, tries to show, usually on a non-theistic basis, the likelihood of human rationalities developing into a reliable interpreter of the world. But even if evolution were true, he tells us, why would pure chance have given rise to evolution itself? systems so meticulously and rationally calculated to maximize the preservation of species, right? So even, how did evolution become a system and that's so meticulous and so rational, he tells us, if everything is just by chance?
Right. Right. We want to, evolution wants that's a desire statement. It happens. It just moves like a wheel falling down the hill that, survival is the thing that it generates. So why is 2 + 2 = 4? And how are we able to know that? And how is that a consistent theme in the universe that we call it laws and codify them and have, these corollary, developments of theorems where we're then taking big piles of fuel, lighting it, putting people on top of it and sending them to, bodies outside of us. But yeah. How is that the case? If just evolution is just this process of survival that we're able to do things, other than just survive.